Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hope you guys had an excellent weekend. Here in the U.S., we just celebrated a cultural event known as the Super Bowl. Basically, the Super Bowl is the championship for American football, and it is the most watched event in the U.S. every single year. So, you know, people usually have parties and get together, and so it really is like a cultural event. But actually, I'm kind of curious now, like, do those of you guys who are outside of the U.S., do you know what the Super Bowl is? Is that a thing anywhere outside of the U.S.? I have no idea, actually. And so if you're listening to this and you're outside of the U.S., would you let me know? You can visit us at dailysabbath.com and leave me a voice message. But let me know, have you heard of the Super Bowl? Is it a thing outside of the U.S.? Please let me know. Now, a couple of things before we get to today's devotional. First, I want to take a second to thank one of our listeners, Pat Chung, for making a donation to support the Daily Sabbath podcast. You know, there is a cost in producing this podcast, though I definitely try to keep the ship lean, but there is a cost, and so these donations definitely help to keep the podcast going. And actually, Pat is the founder of Pod Inbox, which is the page that we use where you guys can send me voice messages. And so he has been gracious enough to let me use Pod Inbox as an ambassador to help keep my costs down as we build up this podcast. And so, Pat, I'm just so thankful for you as a listener and just all the ways that you have been supporting the Daily Sabbath podcast. Now, the second thing I wanted to say is I just wanted to apologize. If any of you guys were waiting for episode 2 of the Intro to God podcast to drop last Friday, I apologize that there wasn't an episode. I was intending to publish episode 2 last Friday as usual, but just life happened. And every time I tried to record, something came up. And so, you know, instead of trying to publish it on the weekend, I just decided to skip the week and just wait until this week. And so I apologize for that if you guys were waiting for the episode, but I will publish episode 2 of the Intro to God podcast this coming Friday for sure. All right, friends. And so with that, here is today's scripture reading. The Haggai Series, Part 6. Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests what the law says. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of their garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Verse 19, from this day on, I will bless you. I've always loved a good riddle. God's next message to the people poses a bit of a riddle to them. According to the law, when a garment touches consecrated items, does that garment then become consecrated? The priests respond, no. But if a person who is defiled, according to the law, touches a consecrated item, does that item become defiled? And the priests respond, yes. So it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. And so the riddle was this: how can a defiled people offer worthy sacrifices again? The answer? They couldn't. See, if the question was, how could the people of Israel somehow consecrate themselves enough, wash themselves enough, vindicate themselves, and make amends to God for all their past failings enough? The answer was, they couldn't. But note that this was not a message of condemnation from God, but actually it was a message of hope. He says at the end of his message, from this day on, I will bless you. See, they needed to have a clear understanding of their fallen spiritual condition, to humble them, and to cause them to find their source of hope, not in themselves, or even the temple that they were building, but in God alone. See, it wasn't condemning, it was freeing. Instead of a constant striving to show themselves worthy or to try and make amends for their past, they were receiving grace. From this day on, I will bless you. The answer to the riddle of human fallenness is the grace of God. Unearned, undeserved, unexpected favor from the hand of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And so your reflection for today is this. Do you understand the love of Christ? Or are you still striving to try and prove yourself and show yourself worthy of love or acceptance by him or others? That's an exhausting way to live, and it only puts us in more bondage. Lay down those chains. Humble yourself before the Lord and be free in the amazing grace of God. The closing song for this episode, Greater Still, is by Marian Filicilda. For more music from Marian Filicilda, you'll find links in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast and you would like to support us, you can leave us a rating and review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you would like to contact Pastor Jay, visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram at dailysabbath. All I feel is your unending grace. May my need for you be greater still. When the silence steals my hope in you, and my spirit's low with weariness, when my faith is weak and my eyes see, may my need for you be greater still.
The quiver finds all its rewards. Be- and still.
For you be greater.